Farm work is not the easiest job. It's long hours, extreme weather conditions, and physically demanding. There are hundreds of farm workers in southern Illinois, both from this country and born outside the United States here on work visas. Most of them work 7 days a week to keep up with the harvest. But they don't get the benefits that most workers do. They don't have sick days or vacation time, so if they get sick and can't work, they don't get paid.
Part of the outreach services we do is to go to where they are, work or where they live, and we bring basically a little piece of our clinic to them.
That's where Carla Shetter comes in. She's the director for the Farm Workers Health Program through Shawnee Health Services. This program is federally funded and can only be used by those who work in the farm industry.
We want to avoid for them to wait to get sick and then run to the emergency room, but because at the end that is going to, you know, implicate high costs for the state and for the country. So we want them to know where we are and who to call and the hours and everything. But we have lots of services for them to make it easier.
A lot of the workers they help face multiple obstacles that keep them from taking care of their health. Many of them lack their own transportation, so they have to find someone to take them to the doctor, someone who probably won't be able to miss work to do so. Shetter and her team do their best to make sure these workers don't fall through the cracks.
You know, we provide transportation for them. If they do not speak English, we can interpret for them as well. I have a team of 4 interpreters who assist them in the rooms with doctors and dentists or the counselor or the nutritionist.
Shetter says their main focus is not being translators or providing rides to these underprivileged workers, but giving them the ability to take care of their health.
One of the things that we focus mainly is education. Now, we believe in education. Education can actually change minds. And we see that some of them are not very aware of the different risks of, you know, not following the necessary steps to maintain a healthy, you know, body.
These workers also have to be aware of the conditions they're working in and what they're working around.
Since they are working close to pesticides and, you know, the soil and the products, we also raise lots of awareness in terms of prevention to pesticide exposure, proper hand washing, and, you know, the heat, the weather has been brutal. So we do a lot of education on prevention of heat stress, heat stroke.
She recalls one worker who learned something that changed his life and his outlook on his health.
We found this worker in one of our events. We did a blood sugar, and he was running over 400.
A normal blood sugar range should be between 70 and 130, according to health experts.
He could have even had a diabetic coma. He always said, oh, no wonder why I'm always with a headache. My vision is getting blurry every time. You know, I feel dizzy when I work. And I was wondering, why was that? I thought it was because, well, I'm aging, you know. So we explained to him how high blood sugar affects the body. And thanks to that screening, we brought him to the clinic. And now he's, you know, taking all the medications to control his blood sugars, and he's doing quite well.
That's one of many success stories the Farm Workers Health Program has helped over the years.
It's a very comprehensive series of services for them to be able to improve their quality of life.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.